It's K97.5, the Triangle's only station for hip hop and R&B. What it do for your girl, Sheena J, the midday on this Thursday. And yes, I have.
Yeah, we crazy.
It is what it is. Of course, I have the funny man in the building with the pretty eyes. My man, D-Ray Davis, is in here. What up, baby?
Hey, hang on my ex-girl, Sheena. You know what I'm saying? The only reason I come through Rowdy to check on our kids y'all don't know nothing about. You know what I'm saying? So make sure the child support is in order and taking care of them.
Well, you know, everybody didn't know all my business. Thanks for putting me on blast.
I'm sorry. It's time for me to see my kids. And since I don't get to see them, you know, the court system messed that up. I decided to get my visitation rights up by coming to do good nights. All the money, all the proceeds when y'all come see me at good nights this weekend, all D-Ray Davis money is going to Sheena J.
All right, so that means everybody need to come out all weekend to every show.
Add some shows.
Every show. That's right. You here Thursday.
Yep.
We're going to do 3 shows Friday, 3 Saturday.
I've done that. I would do that in a heartbeat. But y'all come check me out at Good Nights. Y'all know how D-Ray do, man. It ain't like the TV. It ain't like none of that. It's live. It's right there. It's instant gratification. So if you need to laugh, you need that street therapy in your life, you come on out. Just have your outfits in order.
Because you're going to
come on, get you.
Going to get them now, of course.
You knew I was coming. If you come out with that same, if you come out with your outfit from 3 weeks ago, girl, if I see you in that dress that was on your Instagram from 2 weeks ago, all right? Don't be talking about I'm saving up for the all-white party either. I heard about it out here. And don't show up to the all-white party dressed in dingy. We know the difference between white
and dingy.
Don't show up to the all-white party looking off yellow, all right? D-Ray, I'm here. So you can wear whatever colors you want to wear. Just make it down to Good Nights this weekend. Get your tickets ahead of time. Don't wait till the last minute. You know what I mean? Get them now.
That's right. Make sure you go to our website, hiphopnc.com, or go online, get information, get those tickets at goodnightscomedy.com.
And tell me that you love comedy. At me. You can get at me. It's me. My Twitter, at D-Ray Davis.
Mm-hmm.
What is it? At? How you say it?
At.
Sign. At. No, you know what it is. At D-Ray Davis. At D-E-R-A-Y-D-A-V-I-S. It's Instagram. That's Vine. That's Twitter. If you don't have no Twitter, come on, man. My great-great-great-grandma in the grave got Twitter. She tweet me from heaven. Hope you're doing good down there because we're watching you now. So y'all make sure y'all get out there. I want all the 789s and dimes to come out. Strippers, take the night off. You know what I'm saying? Bring the clothes. Bring your strip outfits, but take the night off and come to Good Nights and see me.
Now, of course, like I said, there's but seriously, it's a show tonight. Then we have 2 shows Friday, 2 shows Saturday, and then a show on Sunday.
Sunday, yep.
Mm-hmm. Go ahead and get those tickets going. I say y'all don't want to miss it. Like, we've seen you in Barbershop. We've seen you in Jumping the Broom. We saw you, you know, see you on Wild & Out. See you on, you have a game show now.
Mind of a Man on Game Show Network. Having a lot of fun doing that.
Yes.
Outside of the jackets. Outside of the clean D-Ray suit jackets. I've been getting roasted for them jackets, man. They've been letting me have it. The comedians, we've edited out everything they said about my jackets. I tell you that.
Oh goodness.
Yeah, I can't have that on my resume. But it's a different look, and I'm glad to be following somebody like like Steve, who's hosting, and DL has hosted. All the mm-hmm. kings have hosted game shows, so it's good to get in that element and try something different. Reading the teleprompter ain't all that great, mm-hmm. but I'm doing okay.
Now let me ask you something. You're speaking about the kings. If you had to put together King of Comedy show today, who would be on that?
You are putting me on the spot. I couldn't even name 3 people, but of course there's one King of Comedy right now reigning is Kevin. Mm-hmm. Kevin Hart
drops a movie, what, every other week?
Has it locked right now. and congratulations to the brothers, my roommate. I'm happy for Kevin getting where he's getting, but if we had to put together a collaboration of comedy, it's hard to manage. I think the Kings could go back out, you know, mm-hmm. RIP Bernie Mac. Without Bernie, it'd be different, but the Kings are the Kings. We need to come up with something different. You know mm-hmm. what I mean? Something to make people want to idolize our comedy and our material. So it's hard, man. The Kings are the Kings. I think it's irreplaceable for what they did. And the market, they even opened it up for Kevin to be able to go out and do those arenas. Mm-hmm. And Cat Williams to go out and do those arenas. So mm-hmm. hopefully we just crown some new people in the royalty of comedy. Mm-hmm. But
including yourself. You know,
I love what I do, it. Man. Mm-hmm. I wouldn't put myself on I'm just a different kind of comic. Mm-hmm. So I'm not exactly marketable everywhere. You know what I mean? I'm crazy. I was raised in a crack house, so it's different for me. You know what I mean? But I love the art, and I love when comedians come together. So if we can do that without arguing and bickering, I would love mm-hmm. it. I'm just gonna need most of the money if I go out, and that's just gonna be a problem.
Oh wow!
I'm gonna get most of the money.
Okay.
Yeah.
I feel you.
One way or the other.
Because we got to, you know.
Because
you have to pay the child support for the kids that we have. That's right.
That I want to make some more of them with you. Oh, well, sorry.
Thursday, Friday, Saturday, yeah. And Sunday. So
we can get it in. We got time.
We have time to make something happen.
I'm out here. How women be out here? I'm punching holes in the in the situation. So I'm gonna make sure something get through.
I had to bring my own.
Ladies, come out and check me out, man. Yeah, I need to talk to the ladies. I'm very single right now, honestly. I'm very single. Mm-hmm. You can throw me on a strip. I'm so single.
You're very single?
I'm very single.
Like, no dating, no you.
There's nobody who I, this is how I explain myself. Mm-hmm. There's nobody who on February 14th, I wake up and I got to do something for.
Mm-hmm.
There's not one Valentine in my life.
No Valentine in your life.
So I consider that very single. I owe nobody no explanations.
It's nobody who, if they was hearing this right now, you so single, whatever.
Nobody. Not, gonna blow up, not one
like,
person.
So D-Ray, you say what? Oh, so now you single now.
Yeah,
huh?
No, it's women going to say that, but they just crazy.
They crazy?
Women say that anyway, because women make up relationships in their mind sometimes. But I'm telling you, from my point of view, there is no situation. There's no time where I'm going to get, if somebody is to bust in on me, right on me and you right now, doing our thing.
Uh-huh.
We close these curtains and Tommy break out his iPhone and tape it. And we get to filming some stuff up in here. Nobody could bust in and say, what you doing? Because I'm like, my thing. So I'm very single. Ladies, I'm not saying I'm abnormal. I'm saying I'm not going to say it's going to be the most comfortable situation if we do get together.
And I wonder if it's probably hard for you to really have a serious relationship with you now.
Especially with my daughter being 13.
Mm-hmm. Your daughter's 13.
That's my relationship right there.
Mm-hmm. And she's probably going to be scoping them out and looking at it like.
No, not really, because she thinks of them as a distraction. She can do her thing. If daddy got a girlfriend, I can clown. You know what I mean? So I'm like, I don't got nobody. Uh-huh. So you my little girlfriend. I'm watching what you doing.
Uh-huh. I got my eyes on you.
Right.
Mm-hmm.
That's what's happening. So I've done all that. I've had girlfriends. I've had close to wives. I've had wifeys. And end of the day, you got to fall in love with yourself, realistically. You got to want something.
A lot of people don't understand.
They don't do that.
They feel like once they get a relationship, that person is going to make them happy
They look for that, right? They're like, I'm looking for love. And you look on the Instagram and the Twitter and you pouring your heart out. No, you just got to remember, when you were a kid, you ran in circles and got happy.
Mm-hmm.
So I'm not saying run in circles. I'm saying figure out what your circle is. Mm-hmm. What's your thing that's going to make you happy where you're locking, you're 360ing yourself. You're circling yourself in. So now if somebody wants to enter that circle, they got to engage and that happiness you already got going on. That way, if they leave, you don't feel like a part of your, circle is gone. I'm just saying. I know I'm kicking too much knowledge. Come down to Good Nights and learn something this weekend.
You can learn something.
That's what I do. That's why I'm giving out this street therapy. Come on down to Good Nights. Check out your boy D-Ray Davis. You do not know who I am to get your TV fixed. Mm-hmm. I ain't bragging. I'm just saying. I've been on a lot of stuff.
You've been on a lot of stuff.
Barbershop ain't the extent of my acting.
Mm-hmm. No. And we've seen you in a lot of things, and of course I'm sure we're going to be seeing you in a lot more things. Do you have any other things in the works besides, I know you have the game show and Wildin' Out. Do you have any other things in the works right now?
I did a couple films. Definitely working on the next special. That's what all this is about. All this touring is getting back to the people and what I do, my origin, my special.
Mm-hmm.
But definitely a couple of TV films coming out, which I'm excited about, which I never get. Mm-hmm. I never get the TV movies. I ain't talking Lifetime, which I would do one of those too, by the way. But I did Drumline 2.
Okay.
Happy about that. Nick Cannon, looking out for a brother. Also, I did a movie called A Very Larry Christmas that's coming out around Christmas time.
Mm-hmm.
I'm leading that. I am Larry. And I just shot, Grow House with myself. It's a DJ Pooh movie, so you know what that's like.
Oh, goodness.
The writer, director of Friday.
Uh-huh.
So we're the writer and producer of Friday, DJ Pooh. So it's me, Lil Duval, Faison Love.
How can y'all work with all this funniness on the
we
same
couldn't.
Set?
We could not. We literally had to, Pooh, we've never seen so much anger on a comedy set because him just trying to wrangle us in.
Mm-hmm.
He's like, all right, I hear y'all. Everybody funny. Now let's do the story. You know what I mean? I wrote this for a reason. So, because everybody freestyling.
Uh-huh.
And something's wrong with Lil Duval mentally. So, there's no fixing that on the regular. But I have some movies I'm excited about. Very good comedies. And I'm also working with John Singleton on a couple things.
Mm-hmm.
He produced everything. John Singleton, writer, producer, Baby Boy, what am I? I'm a Boys in the Hood, Poetic Justice, everything.
Mm-hmm.
Fast and Furious 2, but he directed those, and I'm working with him. And just my main concern is making Riley laugh tonight. Mm-hmm. My main concern is good nights. I concentrate on what's in front of me, you know.
That's right.
Can't think about the championship. I ain't played the regular games yet.
All right, baby.
So I say, come on out.
You come out tonight.
If you're ugly,
we have two shows.
Ladies, if you're ugly, you get in free. But you got to admit you're ugly, all right? I mean ugly. You got to be able to use your brother ID to get in the regular club. That ugly. Like, if somebody gets you pregnant, they want to kill themselves. That ugly.
So you can just imagine how the show's going to be. So that's tonight, tomorrow, Saturday, two shows, and Sunday. Goodnightscomedy.com. You can go to our website, hiphopnc.com. Get those tickets. You don't want to miss it.
And it's limited seating in there. I might have to add some shows, but as of now, these are the shows. It's one tonight, mm-hmm. two tomorrow, two Saturday, and one Sunday. I say get your tickets now. No excuses.
Not now, but right now. Because I need my child support.
And you're getting that. You're going to get that. And you're going to get it for the next one, too. Because I don't play games. You know, I'm kind of nice down there. I got ladies. I get prescription condoms. I got to get mine made. Yeah. This, yes.
So y'all yes. know what
Magnums
it is.
Are too tight.
Too y'all tight. Know what it is, baby. My man D-Ray Davis. And once again, let everybody know, like, the website and everything so they can know how to follow you and everything that's going on with D-Ray.
It's at D-Ray Davis, at D-E-R-A-Y-D-A-V-I-S on every level. It's me. It's not no fake page. Ain't nobody else replying. I get into it with my followers.
Yes,
I do. I don't care. Like, I'm mm-hmm. not the kind of celebrity shouldn't talk to followers like that. I don't give a damn. Stay off my page. You want to pop stuff, we going to get it cracking. I don't got time to let somebody else speak for me. My mama told me to speak up for myself. That's what I'm doing. So check me out tonight at Good Night. Y'all know where it's at. What is it? On Morgan Street.
On Morgan Street.
Mm-hmm. And come on down there. Let's have a good time, man. You need it. This is what you need for this weekend.
That's right. So y'all come on through. I'll see you out there. I'm coming out tonight.
You are?
Yep. I'm probably hit every show because I got to, you know, keep account of how much child support I got.
That's what I'm talking about. She thinks it's about child support. I'm just trying to get it again.
I got to pay attention.
I'm just trying to get her again. Y'all need to see these eyes and these teeth up in here. She's sexy. I see you over there.
I hear you, baby. Y'all keep it locked right here. My man D-Ray Davis. Good night's comedy all weekend long. It's Sheena J for K97.5, the Triangle's only station for hip-hop and R&B.